Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today, and as I was looking at the record calendar, today is Thanksgiving. I believe today will be Thanksgiving Day by the time this airs. And so we hope you're having a good Thanksgiving. And I want to say I appreciate God. Amen. And what He's been so good to us. And the Lord's been so wonderful to take care of us. And He's never left me without anything. I tell you, I failed God a lot, but He never failed me. And I appreciate the Lord today. We're going to be looking at John chapter number 6 today. Hope it's a blessing to you. This will be part number 1 of the message.
John chapter number 6 is where we're going to be in our text tonight. A rather long chapter, amen. If you look at the text, it's 71 verses. And I just want you to know I'm going to do word for word study tonight, amen. And so, amen. No, I'm just kidding you, amen. I don't think I'd make it that long. And in fact, I want you to pray for me tonight. I've got an extremely bad headache. And so you pray that the Lord will be with me this evening. I want to encourage you in the Word of God tonight. Let me just talk you through the first 20 verses if I can, and maybe help you in that area. If you'll notice, the Bible says, after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee and went into which is the Sea of Tiberias. A great multitude followed Him because they saw His miracles, which He did on them that were diseased. Now, if you'll skip down looking with me today and look at verse number 9, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? We know that Jesus fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He poured out of a little boy's lunchbox and He began to feed the 5,000. When we get down there in verse number 15, look, that's where I want to begin tonight. Verse 15, when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take Him by force to make Him a king, He departed again into the mountain Himself alone. And when evening was now come, His disciples went down into the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 and 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship. And they were afraid. But He saith unto them, it is I, be not afraid. Now, I want you to notice verse 21 real closely. Then they willingly received Him into the ship. Notice this section. And immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. That's a miracle. Let's pray. Father, we come to the throne of grace tonight. Thank You so much for Your word. I'm thankful that Your word will stand when nothing else will. God, I pray tonight for every individual that's here this evening. I ask You, Father, would You bless them, Lord? I ask You for them to open their hearts tonight, God. I pray that You would be with my physical condition. I pray, God, that You'd touch us, Lord. I pray, God, that You'd use us for Thy glory tonight. I pray, Father, that something we may say could stick. And I pray that, Lord Jesus, that they would leave here different than when we came. We do thank You for all that You do. In Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. And so Jesus fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Great miracle. Then Jesus turns around and He begins to walk on the sea towards the disciples. And Jesus, once again, getting in the boat, they arrive at land immediately. What another miracle. But then we see some things. Look at verse number 22. I want you to show you tonight, a group of people who are seeking the Lord. They're looking for Him, and they're looking for Him because of the great miracles to which He's done. Look at verse 22. And the day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there save the one whithereto His disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with His disciples into the boat, but that His disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit, there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where that they did eat bread, after that the Lord hath given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping, they got in a boat, in other words, and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily I say unto you, ye seek me not, underline this, because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Notice what he says in verse 27. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for he hath God the Father sealed. And they said, Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our notice verse 31, get this. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Thank God. I'm going to tell you something. I started preaching tonight on the nevers of the Bible. I started coming here and just start preaching on the fact, hey, listen, I'm going to tell you tonight, I'll never, ever have to worry about the Lord ever coming and destroying the world by flood again. We don't have to worry about tonight, hey, back there in the very beginning, that curse that was placed on this world. One of these days, amen, when we're taken out of this place, we're going to look back and we're going to know this. We'll never have to face that curse ever again. You'll never see death again. You'll never have to worry about the flood again. You'll never have to worry about having to be sick again. I'm thankful there's going to be some things that have been never, ever will ever have to go through again. I'm thankful tonight. Listen to me. Once I got a hold of that bread of life, I'm never hungered again for anything more so spiritually. I'm satisfied tonight. Amen. I'm satisfied to full degree. I'm thankful tonight that I got a hold of Jesus and he got a hold of me. Amen. Thank God. They looking for, listen, these people have come, they're seeking Jesus, but they're not seeking him because he's a savior. They're seeking him because he's a provider of a meal. Now there's a lot of people in this world that are looking for food and they're looking for a savior. They're looking for satisfaction earthly, but they're not looking for satisfaction heavenly. They're looking to be a fan, but they're not willing to be a follower. And what we're seeing tonight is the unfolding of these people. I want you to see here, verse number 36. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. I'm thankful tonight. It don't matter how much money you've got. It don't matter how poor you are. It don't matter what you'd wear. It just knows this. Hey, if you'll just come to him tonight, he'll in no wise cast you out. But I tell you, we're so pharisaical in our beliefs that we won't allow him, amen, to be savior in our life. These people were coming for that meal. They came all the way across the sea just to get another piece of bread. But when they get to Jesus this time, this is what he said, I am the bread of life. The reason why that you ate before is because I give to you. But I don't want to just give to you by the plate. I want to give you eternal life by the Spirit of God. And you will not believe. Can I tell you today, the world today that we know it, I mean, listen to me. If the world can see prophetically what's going on today, if the world can see prophetically what's coming, if the world can see today what I know that Bible says, this place would be packed out tonight. But I'm going to tell you something. They're not willing to seek the bread of life eternally. They just want to be satisfied in the here and now. They're missing the blessing. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. I don't understand it tonight. It's all over. It's an epidemic. Seems like it, man, people's interest or love is gone. I want you to notice this. These people were following Jesus around. Then they come to a point. Notice verse number, let me go down there. Where was that? Verse 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that all he hath given me, I should lose nothing. I'm thankful for that. But should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on him hath everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. Thank God. But this thing totally shifts around. They go from seeking the Lord in the very opening verses to now murmuring about the Lord. How amazing that we can go from that place of seeking the Lord in great sincerity, great men, I'm saved by the grace of God, thankful to be saved. But then all of a sudden we start whining about what the scripture says. Well, I don't really think that's what it says. And we begin to change ourselves. That's what's taking place in the text tonight. They begin to murmur. Notice what they say. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. Now, why in the world would you murmur about that? I mean, these people are murmuring because he said that he is the bread. Well, he is the bread, amen. You say, how do you know? Luke chapter number 2. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Jesus was conceived of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Therefore, his Father's God. Amen. Listen to me. His mama Mary was a virgin, but amen, his Father's God. He was conceived of the Holy Ghost. He came from heaven to this world to where you and I are out. And I'm going to tell you something. God sent the bread of life our way, thank God. Aren't you thankful? Amen. Just like that manna that came down in Moses' day. Hey, it was sent by God, and that seed was not placed on a tree. Amen. That seed didn't grow on a tree. It didn't grow from the ground. No, I'm going to tell you something. That old manna, it came from heaven, thank God. Jesus, the bread of life, came from the Father.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at HooperscreekBaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.